welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And because as I've been praying and feel led of God, the message I'm going to be sharing, I've entitled The Way Out of Discouragement. Do you know that that is a particular, emotional, mental state even the greatest of God's saints have fallen into? I'm thinking now of Elijah. Remember that remarkable, incredible miracle he had at Mount Carmel with the Baal prophets, and he called fire down from heaven and it lapped up the rocks and the water. Why, fire doesn't do that. And the people, they said, "The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God." And yet, as history showed, that did not bring any lasting revival. That's what he was praying and hoping for. He felt so isolated. He felt so alone. Jezebel was threatening his life, and he ran and hid in a cave, and the Lord ministered to him there. And he said, "Elijah, what are you doing?" And he felt that in spite of all of his efforts, his wholehearted seeking of God and his desire and his prayers and the miraculous that he did see in his ministry, he said that he alone of all the prophets of God were being faithful to the Lord. And God said, no, Elijah, I've got 7,000 who have not yet bowed their knee to Baal. He was in a place of great discouragement. And beloved, there's never a place, if you've walked with the Lord, you may be young in the Lord, or you may have served Him for years, we need to have great compassion for those who are discouraged, or you may be discouraged as you're listening to me. Why? Because the devil knows exactly how to utilize his tricks, his weapons against us. And as we look at the text I'm going to be sharing, it's found in Numbers, and that's in Numbers 21 I'll share with you. But in Numbers 14, the Lord was so upset with his people, and this was because the spies brought a bad report, except for Joshua and Caleb, and he was ready to destroy them. And so they said, he gave them their punishment, that they were going to be wandering 40 days in the wilderness. None of that generation that rebelled against the Lord and doubted his, they had seen his mighty acts in Egypt, they would not enter in, but their children would. And so a few chapters later, in chapter 21, it said, well, the Lord had delivered them from the Canaanites. And in verse 4 of that chapter, it says, they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And then in context, we see they were murmured against Moses. In that next verse, they said, "Wherefore have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There's neither bread nor is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." They were referring to manna. And so in the following verse, it said, "The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died." And the remedy, the Lord had told Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." So they had quick retribution for what they had spoken against the Lord and against Moses. But we, instead of judging them and say, "Well, that was Israel, look at all the great mighty miracles they saw," but we can also having God answered prayer in our lives, circumstances, things happen, and we get discouraged. And these people, can you imagine having, even though they were slaves in Egypt, yet they had all their needs met. They had garlic and leeks in abundance, they said, and yet they were discouraged because they were in a desert wilderness. And if you've ever been in the desert, it's a lonely, forbidding place. It's not comfortable. It's not an oasis by any means. And so they were discouraged, and they were, in the modern language, it says they were depressed in spirit. And the reason I'm sharing this, just this one verse of scripture, is many of God's people are discouraged today because of the way, because of the battles that have come against you. And it seems for some of you, it's been sore and long, the mighty trials you've gone through. And you've tried to persevere, you've endured, you've done what you could, but you're just disheartened. And because of outward circumstances or inward battles, there seems no hope of escape or change. And our souls can faint within us. Our spiritual life can be full of discomfort and misery. Why? Because there's nothing as paralyzing as discouragement, and nothing that more continually and successfully invites defeat. Beloved, we have to be aware that discouragement is one of the prime weapons the enemy will use against us. Have you ever had that experience? You're doing fine, things are well, and then you wake up the next morning and all of a sudden, I mean, nothing even has happened, and yet in your spirit, you're down, you're oppressed. Beloved, that is spiritual warfare. And so it's so important to understand that the secret of success in spiritual matters lies far more in our soul's interior attitude than in any other cause or causes. What am I saying? In other words, what's going on within us, our attitudes, our emotions, those are the primary things the enemy can use to defeat us. Where our inward man is, where he's at, it counts more than anything that the outward man may do or possess or be going through. If our souls are weak, if our spirits are fainting, then it's hard for us to endure any kind of affliction. And so the Bible is continually emphasizing a truth which is so vital to our spiritual health and well-being. And that truth is faith. It is the law of spiritual life. The just shall live by faith. And as Jesus said, according to our faith, it shall be and always will be unto us. And the Lord knows that we go through difficult times. You know, Jesus was so oppressed and fought by the enemy, not only in his 40-day fast, it says the devil left him for a season. And David, in his beautiful Psalms, the psalmist Asaph and others, so described the honest state that they were in of discouragement or sin or defeat, acknowledging their sin, acknowledging their misery. David said in Psalm 27 and 13, I had fainted unless I had believed. What's that? That's faith, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, one of the blessed truths we can always use to encourage ourselves is that in this world we will have tribulation, as Jesus said, but everything is passing. Time flies so swiftly, especially in the hours in which we are living. And that's true the older you get. Many of you have found that out and discovering that. And yet there's also the pace of modern society. It's moving very, very fast. And so we have a sense of sometimes being so distressed and discouraged because there's so much of the things we want to do, want to see accomplished, want to see prayer answered, it seems that it's not happening and the time is fleeing so rapidly. So it's not only the future glories that await us, but David said, I had He could, and it's possible, we come close to fainting. Why? What prevented that? Because he had believed that he was going to see God's interaction, God's intervention in the time and hour in which he was living, in the land of the living. Beloved, faith and discouragement are opposites. They simply cannot exist together. Therefore, discouragement is the converse of the law of faith, if you will, and as such, it's an absolute barrier to faith. When you think about it, beloved, so often the word tells us, or we read accounts of how God dealt with his servants, be of good courage, don't be afraid. Courage is actually faith in the Lord and faith in good, that good things are going to happen, that there is a good expectation. Whereas think about this, discouragement, if you're feeling discouraged, you really are having faith in evil, of the negative consequences, of the things that won't happen. You know, it's the whole half the glass of water half full, it's half empty rather than half full. An old Quaker made this statement, all discouragement is from the devil. Obviously, discouragement cannot have its source in God. Even though Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we were, it says in Isaiah 42 and 4 that he, referring to Jesus, he will not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth and the isles shall wait for his law. Think about that. Jesus was tempted with discouragement, but he didn't sin. He didn't give in to it. Let's pray in the closing moments we have. Father, you see those who are discouraged today. Lord, there are many reasons from discouragement, whether it's personal situations or loved ones or circumstances. Lord, we are asking right now with the power of the name of Jesus and through the power of his blood, rebuking the spirits of discouragement in Jesus' name. And Lord, we release hope and faith. Faith, this is the victory, Lord, that overcomes the world, even our faith. And Father, I release faith right now. Lord, it's through the precious ministry of the Holy Spirit. The word of God is so important, but God, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that destroys the yoke. And I destroy in the name of Jesus every bit of discouragement that is attacking your beloved right now. And I thank you, Lord, for faith. I praise you for faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And you do that too, beloved, as this broadcast draws to a close. Well, we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join us at the same time. Or if you choose to listen on the internet, our website, unveilchrist.org. You can listen anytime at your convenience. I do invite you to write, as always, share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.